I'm Chris Cook. Here's a poem for everyone who remembers Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. This is called Goodnight, Fred. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. On the television set, there was a trolley car and a neighborhood and a man in a sweater who was very, very good. There was Daniel Striped Tiger and Lady Elaine and patiently taking the time to explain. There was Mr. McFeely with speedy delivery and how to dress warm when we're freezing and shivery and teaching how sneakers are properly laced and how to make projects with scissors and paste. And puppets like Friday the 13th, a king, and serious talks about serious things like the death of a pet and disease and divorce, explaining the anger, the guilt, the remorse, how it's not a child's fault and it never will be. It's so hard when you're 8 and your sister is 3. He taught us with patience and kindness and love that despite all the bad, there's a goodness above. Unlike other adults, he did not condescend, so he spoke to us just as though we were a friend. First time I saw his earnest style, his nerdy look, his cheesy smile, I thought, come on, you can't be real. No one's like this. What's your deal? But through the years, he proved me wrong, just bit by bit and song by song. He sang about us being neighbors and such, how we're growing inside, how we matter so much, how it's such a good feeling just being alive. And then one day, he wasn't. The day that Mr. Rogers died, a shaken planet stopped and cried. So, good night, sneakers. Good night, sweater. Good night, show that made us better. Good night, trolley. Good night, bed. Good night, childhood. Good night, Fred.